Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Guy, after all that, it would do this to me. There we go. Fresh West Wednesday. Hump Day Music. Coming to you live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm DJ E-Monster, and this is Miss Unbelievable. And you are definitely, or I should say, you are absolutely in for a great show. So, how you doing tonight, Miss Unbelievable? Are you ready to get a little wet with our conversation and music tonight?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to change my panties, you know, when we get started. Oh, wait. Ooh, I got none on. So let me put the towel down. Let me get ready to put the towel down.
Well, damn. Okay. So, so as you people know, you know, it's mainly R&B around here tonight. Not all slow, but definitely sexy music. We got something set up for you guys coming up here in just a little bit. We do have our Monsters Radio weather report. See if it's your spot is a sexy spot. Let's see. We got conversation coming up. Let's see. What else do we got for tonight's show? Or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. We got our sexy erotic conversation going on tonight. That panty dropper music. And, you know, the sexiest co-host. I'm Monsters Radio, and we got the sexiest DJ on Monsters Radio, so we can't go wrong at all. I'm just saying, and our sexy co-host who will be with us soon. We love you, Jazz. I'm just saying.
Right.
And then that radio, and then that weather. Yeah.
So, you about ready to hit him with the weather? You got the weather ready?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is drip drop day. So New York is sitting at 39. Dallas is at 58. San Juan is at 76. Phoenix is 67. Los Angeles is 59 with a drizzle. Kansas City is 34 with freezing drizzle. Mm-mm, don't want that one. Miami, 67. And Minneapolis is sitting at 17 with mostly clear skies. London, tonight's skies is 40. Paris is 44 with light rain. And Atlanta is 44. And there we have
there
it.
There y'all go. Okay. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and jump back to some more sexy music. And after this, we're going to come back and tell y'all the sexy topics and let it marinate with y'all for just a little bit. So, all right, let me see. Let's see. This lady, she sent us drops. Let me see if her drops are going to work. Right about
now. Hey, this is Tania, and right now you're listening to my new single, Love Me or Leave Me. What's up, guys? This is Tania, and right now you're listening to my new single, Love Me or Leave Me.
No, that didn't work, did it? This is her new song called Need Your Love. Where is that?
I think we can make this last forever, but I'm scared to go too far with this. I need your love, don't wanna need your love.
Make this last forever, but
too far with this. I need your love, don't wanna need your love. It gives you nothing. Well, I know you love me. Can't deny it, the way I'm feeling whenever you touch me. And I pray that you only be true to me, but always. Got me all in my feelings, don't ever leave me here lonely. They say my mama, gotta be careful, watch him, watch him. Falling in love may be a problem. And you're too young to know the difference between love and love. So don't you give your trust, but I don't care. I love the feeling. I hope that you love me like I love you, because I think that we can make this last forever, but I'm scared to go too far with this. I need your love. Don't wanna need your love.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday, online music with the Roar. So, all right, here's another thing. A meme I posted today, it says, real men don't fuck with multiple women. They fuck with one woman multiple ways. I seen that on one of my friends' page. I would just call her Marilyn. I won't say her last name. But big shout out to you for posting something hot for today on the Hot Wet Wednesday. If you have great posts, make sure you add us from the Mind Stars, because we might share your memes from your page. All right, check it out. This right here is Ro James. This is called Excuse Me. I think this right here might go with that post, but this might be for somebody who they don't fuck with the right way. Wet Wednesday. Sexy music. Let's go. Excuse me.
Yeah. Why you do it to me? When I paid your rent. All the time I spent on you, you're so selfish. Wasn't proper funny. Girl, we just didn't fit. Certain things I missed about you, I can't help it. You had it easy, but you just couldn't play your part. Our heart was starving while you focused on so many parts. I've been in love way too old, too. Excuse me, what's your problem? Why you so mad and crazy things? Excuse me, you must be out your mind, baby. But you got the right one this time.
Excuse me.
Ro James. Let's call it. Excuse me. I think the moral of this story is take care of those who take care of you. If somebody loves you enough to take care of you and put you up and try to make sure you good, you have to at least feel obligated to do right by that person, even if that means saying, I got to break up with you so I don't break up, so I don't cheat on your ass. I'm just saying, relationship tips, monstrously, DJ E-Monster. Just don't take what I say too seriously all the time because your ass will break up. You dig? I'm just saying. All right. Wet Wednesday, sexual conversation right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, what are some of the things that we're going to discuss tonight? Because I'll find some backup music.
Okay. Do you like touching yourself in front of the people you are sleeping with or dating? Do you like touching yourself in the people you are dating? That's one. Two, men, do you moan during head? And if so, do you think this unlocks a level of freakiness inside the woman?
Okay, I like that one. My bag, was that out loud? Ooh, my medication.
That was out loud.
Go ahead. We got anything else? We got more.
And the name a place you shouldn't flirt with someone.
A place you shouldn't flirt with people.
Flirt with someone, yeah.
Place you shouldn't flirt with someone. I'm pretty sure this one can get wild. all right, y'all. Remember, you can press 1 to go live. I see y'all over there. You can press 1 to go live. Give us your comments. Or you can comment if you're online, either in the link for the show right there under the bottom, or you can comment on Facebook at The Monstars, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. Thus, you can find where to connect with all of us. We'll have the Monstar page coming up on some other sites coming here real soon. But for now, that's where you can communicate with us. So I guess I'll just stir up the pot a little bit. Here's the place. I'll start with this one. I'm going to go backwards. A place not to flirt with someone at. Damn. See, I don't know what I want to say, really. One, it's kind of hard to find a spot where you can't flirt with somebody, you dig, no matter where you're at. You dig, you might, some people might look down upon you because you flirted in church, but that might be the Lord working his magic, you know?
True.
Naturally, I would, I guess to keep it one, at the red door. We're going to say there. It's not cool to flirt with somebody at the red door. If y'all don't know what the red door is, this is a place for you to go get checked for STDs here in the Twin Cities. If you need to be checked, please look up the red door or any other color door in your neighborhood. That would be my pick. I almost wanted to say the dope house, but I don't know. You know what I mean? You don't really want to flirt with nobody at the dope house because you don't never know what you get. You know what I mean? You don't know if you're getting a baller, a runner, or a fiend. You don't know. You don't know.
Right.
You don't
right.
know. Those would be my spots I would pick. That's the worst places to flirt with somebody. Yes, I would say that's the red door. That's my number one pick. Okay. So you got one. Where would you say is a bad place to flirt with somebody?
Picking up your medicine, the pharmacy, because you don't know if they're picking up cray-cray drugs, yeast infection drugs, TD drugs, you don't know what they're taking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they're stealing them. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I would
take
the pharmacy. Yeah, yeah, because you don't know what they're popping. And then you, when you go to the house and you look in the medicine cabinet, you don't see them pills up there, so you're like, where they hiding at? So, I'm just saying. Then you have to decide, oh, Lord, are they the great, great pills? Are they the STD pills? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What pills were they?
Which ones were they? Well, here's another spot I would have to say that would be a bad place to flirt with someone. You know, like when you live in one building and a person lives in another building across, not too far away. Yeah, when you're trying to flirt while you're looking through their living room window, from your living room window or your bedroom window, that's not a good time to flirt with people. That shit usually don't work out. Who the hell is trying to call me right now? Okay, then. But,
someone
but,
who's
yeah.
not listening to the radio.
Oops. Hello. Right. I will go with that one. So, but yeah, that's what I would have to say.
Okay, my next one will be in, you know how they have the unisex bathrooms? I would say in the bathroom.
Why?
Because you don't know if it's a man or a woman. I'm just saying. Breathe. Just breathe.
You don't lay on my tennis foot. I wasn't ready.
I'm just saying. Bathroom nowadays used to be the spot. I'm telling you, like, you come out the bathroom, what up, baby? Now you come out the bathroom, you're like, never mind. Just saying.
Oh my goodness. I want to play this song. I don't know.
Play the song. It's not all sexy. It's not all slow, but it's definitely gonna be sexy.
Okay, you said it. If you're in that unisex bathroom,
424-243-9649.
We're gonna leave this right here.
I know you having other friends and I'm with you. Ain't gotta keep it on the low, cause I'm with you. I told you, girl, I understand. Ain't gonna be tripping on no other man, girl. You be acting like we all up in love, and baby, I be knowing we ain't all up in love, and that's cool. You can keep them other niggas,
and that's cool.
As long as I can hit it. Don't run like. Things are still on. What you do on the side is your business.
Keith Sweat for 2019, Wet Wet Wednesday, right here on Monsters Radio Live. Pump Day music, sexy conversation. My ass is over here getting tired. I'm just saying. So hopefully y'all call in with some conversation and give me some CPR. Clear! And hit me in the chest with something. So, all right, what else? What are we all talking about? I can't even get it together. Blah, 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 blah. What are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about the place you do not flirt at, and so we came up with some, and then we have our next topic, so we can pick between those two. Do you like to touch yourself in front of the person that you're dating? And men, do you moan during head? And if so, do you think this unlocks the level of freakiness of your lady? And I just got one more place you shouldn't flirt at, but you can. That's the gun range, right? And I only say the gun range is because it's sexy, because she can handle the heat. But it's sexy because she can handle the heat. She might turn that on you, bro. Let you do something wrong. and she's got a good shot, and you're looking at her like, oh, my God, that's hot. Oh, my God, that's hot. Just saying.
Hell to the no. No, can't do it. Not at the gun range, hell no. Hell no, for two reasons. Here's two reasons right off the top. Two reasons right off the motherfucking top. Here we go. For Aunt Iman says, hell to the no. No, because one, you've been on flirting, and here come her husband around the corner, and he got a shotgun, and she just got a pistol. You dig? I'm just saying, you don't know who is who inside that motherfucker. So you can't even be flirting with a motherfucker. Number two, hell no, because her ass will fuck around and shoot your ass when y'all get into a fight. You already know she got a pistol. You already know she know how to use it. You see her motherfucking target. She good with it. No, I'd rather not. I'd rather go to the girliest place I can find. I'm not even going to no putt-putt golf because that means she can swing a bat. I'm going. Where am I going? I'm meeting some. I can't even say fishing because she might put fish hooks in my bed. I'm going.
And throw you
know.
In the water.
I don't know. But I tell you that I'm not flirting at the gun range. I can't be with you on that one. I admit it might look sexy at first while it's still at the gun range. Nope. Y'all get into a fight, she bring that motherfucking gun home. Hey, hell to the no. No, I ain't going. Nope, sorry. Sorry. Nope. Let me see. I did have another little spot that was a good spot to flirt, but I got emotional in that one right there.
I see that. Yeah, you got into that one. You were singing, and so usually when someone is singing, they answer. They for real about that. They like, ooh, you got serious.
I'm
on
telling.
The site. It's almost like a flashback or something that was going on.
There
right
you
there.
Go.
It's like, okay,
uh-huh.
Do we need to pray
Show
for
up.
It for a second? Because woo.
So what?
Okay.
Mhm. So what? Chase me with a 38 snub nose. God damn it. So was. Lord was on my side. He said, pick your little ass up and get over that fence. I don't care. I was running from a girl. She had a motherfucking 38 snub nose. Hell to the no. I'm not talking to no girl at no motherfucking gun range. Hell no. Been there, done that. Nope. That's like a girl that's been in an abusive relationship dating a boxer. The fuck? Hell no. I'm not dating you. No. My bag. I'm still having flashbacks. We're fucking talking sexy.
Yeah.
It's Karma Cafe.
Yeah. Okay. We going to go to the next one. Do you like touching yourself in front of the person you are sleeping with or your mate? Do you like to touch yourself?
Do I like to touch myself? With the person. You want to go first or you want me to go? Because, you know, I might throw the whole move off I go first.
Yeah. I'm going to let you just gather your thoughts because you flashbacking right now. I would say yes and no. Okay. Yes to the person who would enjoy it and, you know, they'll sit back and they'll get hard and I'm feeling comfortable and he's enjoying it. No, if he just be like, all right, babe, you know, that don't turn him on and nothing happens and he just looking at you like, why are you doing that? Because some people don't, you know, enjoy, you know, stuff like that. So, yes, I would for the right mate. For the right person, yeah, because some people ain't into that. I ain't gonna waste it. I don't believe in wasting orgasms. I don't believe in it.
Okay, right. I hear you. Me, I'm gonna have to go with no. I'd rather you touch me than me touch myself. I'm just saying, it just feels a little weird that I'm over here touching myself when I could be touching you or you could be touching me. Maybe it's just today, I don't know. But I'm just saying, right now, that's how I feel. I feel, fuck that. You touch me. Why would I be touching my damn self? Well, you got all that body over there, and I'm going to touch myself. That turns you on. to watch me touch myself. Okay. I mean, I could see you saying, hey, get it ready. You know what I mean? Tease me as you bring it to me. You did, because, you know, but all the other stuff, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe tonight ain't my sexy night. I'm just saying, man. Maybe tonight just ain't my sexy night. Maybe tonight.
I'm gonna need to
get
your sex
off
out.
Of me.
You're so right. Just get off of me. Dang. You just want and then want to move. Like, get away from me. Just go sit over there. Don't bring your behind over here, because I ain't in the mood. See, I ain't got enough something or something ain't working. What?
No. See,
no,
you didn't hear
that's
me
not
right.
It.
I'm talking about tonight is the night where it's one of those nights where she be like, oh, just get off of me. Like, you know, what the fuck is you thinking? Like, what are you doing? Where is your mind at?
Oh, where?
Is he trying to make you feel good or trying to kill me?
Oh, you have one of those nights where you just want to bang it out and just let me done, you know, to get your frustration out and be like, just take this. Is that the night you're having?
Sure. Sure. That's it. Sure.
I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know?
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
See, I told you, it's like, get off of me. It is what it is.
No. You're not feeling it. You're not feeling it.
Right.
You can't feel you up.
Like, say something sexy to me. You're like, say something sexy to me. Bitch, I like you. Is that sexy?
No.
See,
that's not even nowhere near sexy.
Right. You didn't say I love you.
It's
not
almost
only
like
you call
your
me
sexy
my name,
button.
You just said I like you.
Right. Your sexy button is just not on tonight. It's just like, it's almost like, just mute you. Like, you just, it's like mixed. Like, okay, yeah, I like you, but damn, shut up. Like, don't talk. Just be over there looking cute tonight. Just don't say nothing. Show me a boob and that's it. Flash it and put it back away.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't even know.
Well, come on.
I don't even know.
We got people over here listening to you. They're not listening to me try to be sexy because I'm not feeling it. It is what it is. So some of y'all need to put one over here and help out Miss Unbelievable. Look, somebody pressed one, too. They was like, I help her ass out. They was like, I help her. Let's see who pushed one to help you out.
Okay.
I'm not
who pushed one?
Mode. It is what it is. 612-311. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Man, I didn't even hear what y'all was talking about. I just jumped in, and I felt the need to chime in. On you know, when I'm gonna chime in regardless. So what the hell was y'all talking about?
Well,
I want to talk
about. We
talked
about how non-sexy DJ Monster is tonight. He ain't erotic. He ain't feeling nothing. So his little ding-a-ling is on the side over there in lit mode. And so
I'm not trying to imagine his wanker danker.
The The question is, do you like touching yourself in front of the people you sleeping with?
Now, hold on,
that's the question.
Don't even go yet, Pepper. Don't even go yet. Because, see, there's a lot of bullshit I heard in that back order. It is. I heard little winky dinks and all kinds of bullshit. That is not this kind of party.
I didn't say little winky dinks. I said your little ding-a-ling is hanging
see,
on the side.
There we go.
I'm not
want to
be involved
see,
in the conversation
see,
tonight.
That was,
I'm just saying.
That was the first problem right there. That was the first problem right there. Okay. That was the first problem. You don't call people out their motherfucking name. Yeah, them is fighting words over here.
They fight words. What up, Liv? I'm just saying, you ain't all that sexy tonight. I'm just saying, your limp dick is over there not
see,
coming
there,
up tonight. I'm just saying.
Again. See, there we go again. Nobody said nothing about nobody, whether they was tough tonight or not. Nobody said that shit. Nobody said nothing about nobody being ugly. See, now you're doing too much. Now, I just said I wasn't feeling sexy. I just said I was limpy and little and ugly and all this other type
of
bullshit you're trying to pull up.
I didn't say nothing about little. I said it just wasn't working. That's all I said. I said it just wasn't working for you tonight. I'm just saying.
See, bro, you see the type of shit I got to go through? You see the shit I go through, bro? Oh, my goodness.
Man, I'm on the ass end of all the commotion. So, shit. I cannot believe it, man. Tonight. Unbelievable.
Well, she's
okay,
always
so
the dog lady.
Put you on pause.
Yeah,
okay, you ready to answer the question now? Are you ready to answer the question? Because he's on pause over there. Boop. Him and his limps. Well, what you got?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
She called
her limp. Or are you feeling the same way? I'm in that kind of mood today. You feeling the same way?
I don't have a problem touching my cousin under the motherfucker I'm trying to get down with. It's a problem if they don't want to touch me. And if she don't want to touch me, I might just do what I do by myself and bust on her damn leg.
Mm-hmm.
Quietness. Boy, y'all got quiet as a motherfucker when I said that.
No.
Look, she got
that's
quiet.
That's the same
mm-hmm.
answer he gave. I'm going to need y'all to be more creative, okay? We touch
Wait,
y'all damn dicks
gave?
All the time. Can y'all be creative? We touch y'all
hey,
all the time.
Look,
don't be trying to kick us out.
Let me ask you something.
We touch y'all little nasty penises all the time.
How creative are you looking for? Because what's creative
okay,
about?
Okay, I miss unbelievable. How creative am I talking? Juice G.
What,
how creative
you want us to
am I talking
you want us
about?
To dance around and just jerk off the whole fucking time?
Hell yeah.
Smack you in your ass with it, you know?
Absolutely. Damn
it,
yes.
Let me tell you something. It's even better when she's jacking it off than me. So I would rather see her jack it than I am, you know what I'm saying? No, that means I'm trying to... look, if I got to do too much pleasuring of myself, you might get upset. Because if I get a little too happy with this whole pleasuring session, I'm going to bust on you. Then you have to get that motherfucker right back up again. I'm not going to keep jacking off. I'm not going to keep jacking off.
Juice, and see, Juice told you the nice way. You dig? I'm going to tell it to you real. I got to play with myself
what?
Too much. I'm going to call somebody else on FaceTime and tell them to come handle this thing right here. You see this thing right here?
Now
I
got to
handle
this
by
somebody.
My motherfucking self. I
got
to handle
it.
Hold on now. Hold on now. She said we wasn't saying enough. Now it's her time to go boop, boop on pause. Like I said, if I'm pleasuring myself too motherfucking much, somebody else is going to be willing to come over and handle this for me. I'm just saying. Juice told it to y'all the nice way. Yeah.
See, the thing you gotta understand, man, once again, the whole sex genre is mainly to please y'all. If you play with yourself in front of us, we gonna get to helping you play with your own damn self. It ain't like sex, it's for both of us, but what we do, we give you the pleasure. We give you the pleasure that you want. You receive the pleasure, woman. What the hell do we got to keep touching ourselves? What the fuck? No, ain't no sense touching us. You touch. God damn it. We giving it to you.
I'm not saying you got to do it all the time. I'm just saying, would you do it? I'm not saying you do it all the time because it's like, you know. If we got to do it too much, we going to call Tyrone, and we going to voice time, too. I mean, we can get down, too. I mean, we going to call Jimmy and Kenny and everybody else if y'all not pleasing us either. I'm just saying the fun aspect of it. Would y'all do that?
That's the difference from a man and a woman. Because when you start to pleasure yourself, we going to help. We're going straight into it. Oh, you playing with me? Girl, move your hand. Move your motherfucking hand. I got this. I got it. Don't touch this. This is my job right now. Let me do this shit for you. Okay? That's
right,
how you're supposed
right,
to go.
Right.
If you got to keep. Look, if a man's sitting there and just watching you play with yourself, I don't know what to say about him. Because I'm not going to watch. That's too much of a turnover for me. Come here, girl. Bring your ass here. in my DC
it's
young life.
It's supposed
Bring
to be a turn on.
Here.
It's supposed to be, but can we get turned on sometimes? Y'all so selfish. I'm just saying, damn, can we get turned on? Why
okay,
is it
so,
always got to be about y'all?
Well, then, you tell us what turns you on the most about a man playing with himself.
The Tough fact that he's doing it in front of me, and then when you're done, you can put on my face, you can put on my body, you can do whatever. I'm just saying, it's the fact of you turning yourself on in front of me. Like, what? Just like
so
I'm doing
gonna,
it in front of you. It's
so
the
you ain't
same
gonna have
thing.
The urge, you ain't gonna have the urge.
Hell
to
yeah.
In the process.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
and
if
then
we
more.
Have to do it for a long period of time, though, if we have to do
nah,
it for a long
period,
period
of time,
time.
Nah.
Okay,
nah,
well, then,
I'm
going
to do it for a long period of time. He's ready, and I'm letting that fresh dick go to waste. No, I'm not going to let that fresh dick go to waste. I'm just saying, enjoy it and do it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You get like 2 minutes of me touching myself, and you better jump in. This is double dust, David.
You got it. Got the
do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, you ain't going to play around? Okay. FaceTime.
Right.
And then don't be mad when she be like, oh, you done FaceTime. Y'all be FaceTiming someone else together. It's a
you might as well, you might as well look, as soon as I FaceTime, get your ass up and go. Get up
wow.
and go.
And she be like, sure. Hey, Tyrone,
right.
How you doing? I mean,
look,
both people can play
I'll
that game.
I jump on the FaceTime too. I'm like, hey, Tyrone, she on some bullshit. So go ahead, handle your business. Shantae.
Don't kiss her on the lip, nigga. Not
we can do the same thing, girl. He ain't on nothing. He ain't on nothing. You just the second piece.
Like,
okay, we
come,
can go
like,
ahead
come
too.
To find out. Come and find out. See what she missing. See what she missing. She can tell you ain't up on nothing, but you know otherwise, right? Okay.
Right, she better let me come handle that for you.
Okay, so the next one. Since I got both of y'all on there. Men, do you moan during head? And if so, do you think this unlocks a level of freakiness in your woman?
Absolutely.
Any one of y'all could go.
Absolutely.
Okay, say my word again. Say my word again. Say that again. What's my word?
Absolutely.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
I do. If she's doing a superb job, Lord have mercy. She's going to get everything she's got, Captain. I might snatch her up by a damn ponytail. Girl, you better suck this thing. You know. That type of thing. If she can pull that out of me, girl, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff coming out of these lips that you probably ain't heard ever come out of my mouth. I'm telling you. That's just what it is.
Right.
Okay.
That is true. And I totally agree with that. I mean, women, they totally get into it more. Men even get into it more when a woman's like, oh, eat that motherfucker. Goddamn. Oh, what the fuck is you doing? Where'd you come from? All that type of shit. Oh, yeah, it make a motherfucker go harder. Yeah, they go all chin all up in that motherfucker. So, yeah, when a man moans, a woman is listening to that shit. I'll be honest with you. I used to think, like, they didn't want to hear that shit. I used to be like, don't say nothing.
Me too.
I don't say nothing.
I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't manly enough for them to hear that come out of a man's mouth. So you know, I start being quiet and stuff like that. Come to find out, that pisses them off even more. Like they ain't doing their job. Like nigga, what the fuck? Type stuff.
She will ask you, did you not like that motherfucker? Yes, I
exactly.
Did. Well, why didn't you say something? You just
I
said
scared.
It.
I
didn't know what to say. Did I say go?
I know, I was gonna squeal like a little.
Get that?
I thought I was gonna squeal like a little bitch. That's why I ain't saying nothing.
You be like, I tried to say something, but it just came out when you just got that look on your lip, like, oh, woo, 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 woo. You say, I just can't get it out. Oh, woo, 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 woo. You dig? I'm just saying. So yes. I believe women love it when they hear a man
I have
moan
matured.
Or talk to him.
I have matured on that level. You're going to hear words come out of my mouth religiously. So especially you doing a great job. If you doing a great job to the point that your toes start giving a thumbs up to yourself, you seen the movie Boomerang.
And that toes went up.
Right. You get that out of a nigga, boy. You are a gift from God.
Right. And here's something for you guys out there. A little extra curricular activity. Try and sing next time your woman does that. Make sure it's a slow song now. Don't be trying to sing no motherfucking Bill Biv DeVoe. You dig Poison and shit.
That girl is poison.
Right. Don't sing. This is not the moment for that, Timpin. find you a good old-fashioned song. Something like, you know, I know it sounds funny, but like a Marilyn Monroe song, like, I only want to be loved by you, and something simple like that. You dig? And as her ass is hitting that, she's going to go hammer to make you go off note, player. I'm telling you.
Wait a minute.
A little.
Just gave your age some risk. Marilyn Monroe. Bro.
Shut up. You want fucking right now. I said an old school truck.
Oh, you threw me off.
Hey, but check it out though. But that's a sexy song though. I'm telling you, that's a sexy ass song. And ladies,
you better make sure you have an old woman to figure that one out, because they ain't gonna remember. They're gonna be like, "Excuse me, is that a remix of something?" I'm talking about
that can pull her teeth out too, gum the shit out of it too. I want to be your friend. You.
Hi. Oh shit! Y'all got me sounding all like my next tour coming to the motherfucking senior citizen, the new geriatric tour. Eddie Monster.
At least you could have did your song, my nigga. You could have been like, my favorite girl, sing your song. I mean, can you promote yourself? You went Marilyn Monroe, the white girl. Come on. She's going to look at you like, what are you thinking about a white girl, my brother? Like, hello. Could you have done your song?
No, he was thinking about the old head. He was thinking about the super cougars. Like, they cougars when they come to me, but they super cougars when they fucking with
He called her a saber-toothed tiger. She fucking with Iman.
Saber-toothed.
Ain't this a bitch?
Oh, not a saber-toothed. Oh, not a saber-toothed tiger.
Saber-toothed.
You just, you need to copyright that. You need to patent that word, man, because a woman that's past, what, if she's past 50 years old, she's a saber-toothed. 30 to 49 is cougars, 50 to whatever is saber tooth.
Not a saber tooth tiger.
Saber tooth. Oh, shit. I can't stand y'all. I swear I can't stand y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
Why you can't stand us?
Y'all mind just as fucked up as mine.
Not a saber tooth. I'm just saying.
Oof. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm taking it.
Wednesday. We're about at the end. Did we have anything else before we got up out of here?
You better not throw another question out there, Mr. Unbelievable. Not one more. Save it for next week.
I promise you, I got some good ones, too. Yes, I do. Because, you know, it's Miss Unbelievable's mine. Hey, you don't know what's coming out of my mouth.
That's the problem right there. That right there
coming
is
out
the
of
problem.
It,
that's
going
the scary
in
shit.
It.
Right there. Your mind is never stable. Never.
Wow, it ain't safe to come out the closet. No.
At all.
Nah, uh-uh. At all.
Because you're going to come out the closet and jump clear off the roof.
Hey, what'd you say?
You're going to come out the closet and jump off the balcony. That's what.
But I'm going to be alive when I hit the floor, when I hit the ground, and be alive. Be like, I did that shit.
Well, tune in tomorrow because I don't know what the hell is going on tonight. It's live, y'all. We ain't got no script. We just come up with this as we go along. Tomorrow's Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what they deserve. I'll play a song on my way up out of here. I actually thought it was a sexy song at first, but I think it's more of a Comic Cafe song. So we're going to play it tomorrow as well. But this right here is Sam Henshaw. It's called How Does It Feel? Check this one out. Wet, Wet Wednesday.
How does it feel to be loved? Ooh. Ooh.
I just landed on the surf today. Heard some people acting crazy over something strange. Brothers be paying for diamonds that they can't afford, just to keep up the appearance for a Polaroid. All I see is something crazy I don't understand. Ladies making babies just to keep a man. Fellas chasing Stellas when they got a Pam. They go from Stephanie to Bethany, from Bethany to never be. So, how does it feel? Somebody has got to tell me, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It goes timeline, swipe right, deep like five times. Don't know what it sounds like, but someone told me it's a little Marvin with some candlelight. A little ocean on the weekend with a can of Sprite. I mean, a loving wife. Ooh, love is such a mystery. I'm so perplexed by all the things my eyes have let me see. People think that love is things like physicality, when in reality it's meant to hold you down like gravity.
How does it feel to be loved?
How does it feel to be loved? That's what they say. Oh my, must be insane. Oh yeah. How does it feel to be loved? How does it feel? How does it feel? If I have to buy love, then I don't really want love. If this is what it means, the fighting and the screams, you want dependency, I need sincerity. Oh, I gotta know, I ain't too sure. Somebody tell me, how does it feel to be loved? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Sam Henshaw. So how does it feel? Tune in tomorrow, Comic Cafe, where we help y'all relieve that stress. Woo style music. Enjoy the night. Monsters Radio Live and the Monsters.